This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you بإذن الله تعالى for a short bite-sized Ramadan message. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan and reflection. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, are we not living super busy lives? 100% yes. Almost every one of you out there, you have 2 or 3 email addresses. Some of you, 5 email addresses. Subhanallah. Some of you walk around with 2 cell phones in your pockets. Sometimes it's a housewife and she's got 2 cell phones, mashallah. Or you have a cell phone and you have 2 SIM cards within it. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Then we have to be on Facebook. We have to be on Twitter. We also have to be on Instagram. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. These devices were there to make our lives easy, to make communication easy, to make ease and bring ease into our lives. But subhanallah, the opposite has occurred. We are super busy. We don't have time for anything. In fact, we don't have time for ourselves. We don't have time for ourselves. Brothers and sisters, we need to take time out. We need to sit down. We need to reflect. Maybe some email accounts need to be closed. Maybe I need to disable certain accounts. WhatsApp, and there's 50 groups that I'm on, subhanallah, as one brother mentioned. I need to retire just to keep up with all of these groups. And then you got Telegram, and you got this one and that one. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brothers and sisters, where's the huquq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, where's the haq of your brother and your sister? Where's the huquq of your father and your mother? Where's the haq of the masjid? Where's the haq of the book of Allah? Every Ramadan, we come and we sit and we try to reflect. We try to reflect over our situation. Because many have been here and they're not around today. Ask the people who passed away in the graveyard. Ask them, those who are there, who've been buried in the last 1 year, if they were able to come back, would they continue as they were? Absolutely not. So why don't we get a reminder? Why don't we take a reminder? Why don't we have a wake up? Brothers and sisters, life is, yes, extremely busy with all of this, but we choose to be part and parcel of that rat race. We choose to make our own lives busy. As has been said, in the rat race, even if you win, you are still a rat. Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us that at least in this month we sit back and we reflect. We may be, and that's why you have in Ramadan, the i'tikaf. You have people who sit, mashallah, in i'tikaf. Time for them to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time for them to reflect. Time for them to shed tears with regards to the sins which we've earned with our hands, with our tongues, with our privates. Those sins which nobody knows about, which we committed in the darkness of the night or in the brightness of the day, in this place or in that place, people don't know about it. As one of the scholars, he said, if my sins had a scent, if my sins had a stench, then in reality people would run away from me, subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful, the Rahman, the Ghaffar, he has covered up all of that. Brothers and sisters, reflect in this month. How many months of my life has passed? How many years have passed? I now see a grey hair here. There's another grey hair on the other side. Are these not the messengers of the angel of death? That, oh brother, oh sister, just like how the plant withers out, you are also starting to wither out. Did your friend, your uncle, your grandfather, your cousin not pass away? Yes. And so one by one they were taken away by the angel of death. Do you think that your time is not going to come? One of the scholars, he was in the masjid, and it was the time of Salatul Janazah. And so somebody asked him, whose janazah is it? He said, it's your janazah. It's your janazah. Well, what do you mean it's my janazah? Well, the only difference between you and the body lying there right now is time. Nothing but time. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily you will die and they also will pass away. Brothers and sisters, one day we will have to leave. And then at the time of death, we would be, let me go back, please let me go back, I'll give some sadaqah, I will do this, I'll read the book of Allah, I'll understand that message, I'll make my 5 daily salah in jama'ah, I'll be the first in the masjid, I'll give the adhan in fact. Will we have that opportunity? Will we have that opportunity to go back for a second? Absolutely not. But right now we do, our books are open, the angels are there, they're ready to write. What will they write today, brother? What will they write today, sister? Sumayya, Saliha, Amina, what will they write with regards to your action today? Bilal, Ahmed, Ilyas, what will they write with regards to your action today? Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, take a reminder. Take a reminder. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is only but a reminder, and the reminder is beneficial to the believer. Brothers and sisters, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left this dunya after 63 years. And he went through extremely tough times. 6 of his 7 children passed away in his lifetime. Passed away in his lifetime. But still, in his night prayer, when Bilal radiallahu anhu saw him standing for such a long period of time, that his feet were actually swelling up, what did he say? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, how much we have that we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. In comparison to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of the dunyawi matters, he went through extremely tough times. You've probably not experienced a day that you open up the fridge and there was absolutely nothing to eat. In fact, many times you have the fridge, you have the freezer, and then you have 2 other freezers in the garage. Allahu musta'an. And before Ramadan, we are shopping to buy more food. Why? Jane at the supermarket, she's scratching her hair. Why are all these Muslims buying so much of food? What's going on? Civil war? Her friend says to her, don't you know that it's Ramadan? She says, well, what is this Ramadan? She says, well, the Muslims are not going to eat food. She's perplexed, she's confused. What do you mean they're not going to eat food? I can see that they are buying trolleys and trolleys full of food. Allahu musta'an. How we've turned things around. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, reflect over your situation. Reflect over your situation. Reflect over your situation. Forget about Ahmed, Ilyas and everybody else. They will answer for themselves and you will answer for yourself. Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a moment that we can reflect over our situation. The time which has passed, the time which we've wasted, and that which we have left for us to make the best of it. Hassan al-Basri, the great tabi'i, he said that, O mu'min, or rather, O insan, you are only but time. And as time goes, a portion of you is gone and you will never, ever, ever come back. Time is sacred. Time is valuable. Make the best of it, brothers and sisters. Hayyakum Allah. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.